And George Stothard, my co-host on a Thursday, we'll be finding out from George. You seem to be walking okay, George, when you came into the studio this morning, because you were looking at me. What are you talking about, Suzanne? Because you were doing the cardio tennis yesterday with Tennis 360 at Dubai Sports World.
You should have seen me yesterday afternoon. I was in bed all day.
Really?
Right. Those guys, they gave me hell.
Okay, great. Well, it's up on the website for all to see. You can read George's blog and see how he got on and read how he got on at Dubai Sports World, but also we'll find out from you as well in person in a little while. And we've got Laura from Explorer here. She joins us every month and giving us tips on things to do, how to get active and to keep interested here in the city, particularly as we move into the summer months. And we're asking you this morning, what's top of your UAE bucket list, the thing that you haven't done that you really, really want to do? For you, Laura, what's on the top of your list?
My bucket list actually is close to home. I want to learn how to snowboard in Ski Dubai. I've never done it. I've always been more of a water sports kind of girl, but snowboarding, I want to take lessons. I will take lessons in Ski Dubai. That's my number one.
Okay, she's determined. And you, George?
Shooting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Shooting what?
Shooting. There's a thing at Jebel Ali, shooting range, and I really want to do it. And apparently they do a lunch as well.
They did. I've done it actually.
You've done it?
Yeah, I went. The restaurant's great. It's Shooters.
Okay.
Great name. I think they have a menu. Their menu picture is so funny. I think it's got, like, you know, chips and a burger and then a gun sitting there. So it's an interesting meal. But the shooting range down there is actually, it's excellent. And you can kind of switch it up, you know, play with the rifles, shoot a rifle. And then also they've got clay pigeon shooting down there as well. Mm. If you're lucky, one of the Olympians for the UAE, he goes down there and he can often be seen shooting and practicing down there. Mm. So it's a great place.
That's a good one. I think on mine would be hot air ballooning over the desert. I haven't done that. I would love to do that. Have you done that, Laura?
Yes.
You've done most things.
Yeah, I've done it as well. It is a wonderful experience. Be prepared to get up at about 3 o'clock in the morning, but it is an incredible experience. It takes about an hour and a half to get down to the desert where they launch, but it is just, it's simply gorgeous, especially at sunrise.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to do, I think, in the winter, when the winter comes. Yeah. And then we've got Diego saying, top of my UAE bucket list is to purchase a yellow Porsche 911S. So there you go. Why not? Why not indeed? And Satish is saying, I want to run the marathon, or at least half of it. Now, that's something we're all interested in here. All of us have ran the 10K. I'm certainly the one lagging behind you two, but not this year anyway. I might, maybe, never know, maybe next year. But a half marathon, George, would you go for a half marathon?
I've done a half marathon.
Oh, you have? That's right.
Yeah. 1 hour 42.
Fabulous.
I was really pleased with
that. Where did you do that?
It was the Creek Striders last year, down by the creek. It's a beautiful way to do it because it's really early in the morning. It's very cool. And then about 20 minutes into the run, the sun starts to rise behind you. And it's a great run. And the thing I love about a long run like that is you break through that wall and then the pain starts, and then there's that sort of camaraderie, and yeah, it's fantastic. And I was surprised actually with my time.
I don't know about you, Suzanne, but the pain threshold.
The 10K.
The 10K after about 5 minutes. Oh, I think I'm a little bit done with this.
But you kept on going, and
we
so
did
I.
We didn't stop.
So yeah, really, really. Are you going to do it again next year?
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah,
just the 10K though.
Me too. Improve on the time. Yeah, Victor's saying that this is awesome news regarding the turtles. There you go, Victor. There, lucky you. So do keep them coming in. What's on the top of your list, your UAE bucket list, the thing that you've always wanted to do that you haven't done yet? Let us know on 4001. Now, Laura, you've been travelling. You've been off there in Paris and you've been to California. You mentioned there in San Francisco that you did the catering, where you the Airbnb. And Carol's texting, good morning to you, Carol, saying you can also rent full apartments or houses without the owner being there, self-catering accommodation too. She used to do this. She used to advertise with the Airbnb to rent out her apartment in Edinburgh in Scotland.
It's so popular. It's happening all over the world now. It's becoming very, you know, extremely popular. I was just looking at the Amalfi Coast for next year, and there are lots of beautiful villas, beautiful places to stay, and it's just that it's a cheaper way to do it, but it's just that a little bit more special. It's fabulous.
Jordan, let's talk about Jordan. Yeah, so you've been there, I've been there since we last met. So what did you think? What did you do? What did you go to do?
So we were invited by Volkswagen to go and test drive the new VW Passat. As you do.
So
we went down there to go and check out the car. It's a great way. It was a great idea from Volkswagen to kind of do this. Obviously, the landscape of Jordan, particularly Amman, going down towards the Dead Sea, is an amazing coastal drive, and a great way to test a car as well on the turns and the bends. And so it was wonderful. I'd never been there before, so I really didn't know much about it at all. The flight was easy.
Two
and a half, 3 hours to get there.
Who did you fly with?
We flew direct from Dubai. Royal Jordanian?
Yeah.
Royal Jordanian.
I've done Royal Jordanian, and we flew this time with Etihad from Abu Dhabi, and that was very good as well.
It's such an easy flight. And then we arrived into the airport, and we had all these cars lined up for us at the Golden Tulip. Took the car, were given an iPad, and off we went trying to find the Dead Sea.
Fantastic.
What
did you get on?
What a horrible job you have.
It's awful, isn't it? So yes, it was fabulous. We didn't get lost once. We got lost five times, but we didn't. It was just a wonderful drive down. It reminded me of the coastal road that I'd just taken in California.
Well, it's interesting that, because for me, I flew into Amman, and then I went to Mount Nebo, then down to Petra, and then to Wadi Rum, and then back up to the Dead Sea.
Well, you did it all.
Just beautiful, just wonderful. The climate, I have to say, it is just gorgeous.
It was just perfect. Wasn't it?
No humidity, clear blue skies, just lovely. But I found it quite Mediterranean, actually. There was this almost like Greece, it reminded me of Cyprus.
We were all talking about that. There's a lot of vineyards, and even the buildings have this kind of clay Mediterranean look about them. There was, in parts of it, it reminded me of Mongolia, and in other parts of it, it reminded me of the Mediterranean. It was kind of like this happy mix. And then obviously, we were just saying, we both stayed at the Kempinski Hotel.
At the Dead Sea. Stunning.
Which is one of the greatest hotels. It affords the luxury of having them one of the world's most incredible views overlooking the Dead Sea. And the water was just so still.
Beautiful.
Could see the reflection of the mountains into the water.
This was it. I mean, the design of the Kempinski at the Dead Sea is that wherever you are, whether you're inside or outside in the grounds, you see water. You see water. It's just beautifully designed, very minimalist inside the interiors. And so you have this tranquil feel, because you just, wherever you are, as I see, you just got glass, and if you're indoors, the glass and the light and water, you can see the Dead Sea. Beautifully done. And then the sunsets are just out of this world, and you do see this reflection of the mountains, of the land down onto the water, and then the sun and just going down. Just stunning. It really is a very special place, and so easy to get to from here, like a 3-hour flight.
What sort of temperature is it this time of year? I mean, if I wanted to do a weekend.
Well, as I understand it, when you're going into summer, it does get hot, it does get humid, but I still think it's a little bit better than here.
Yeah, I mean, I was there last weekend.
Right.
And you can tell there's a marker, like, it's very different from, it's ever so slightly different, but it's the humidity that's different. So it's still got that heat, it's still blue sky, you'll still be outside and you will sweat somewhat, but it's just that slightly more pleasurable,
slightly
feeling.
More bearable,
exactly. I would say you could still go now. Everybody was outside sunbathing or lying in the Dead Sea with lots of mud on. It's just a wonderful place.
Yeah, exactly. It's certainly great for the skin. My skin's still good, I think, from that experience. And also the spa at the Kempinski, stunning.
And Antara.
Yeah,
and Antara
absolutely
spa.
Stunning. So yeah, I'd certainly recommend it for when I went for 6 days, 5 nights. So you can do all of that. It was pretty full on, but it was great. So yeah, there's
I will definitely be back.
Yeah,
definitely.
I will go back as well. Yeah, very good. Well, keep your messages coming in. What's top of your UAE bucket list? The thing that you've always wanted to do here, but you haven't got round to it yet.